It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 593.
And we got Happy Harry.
You can't get rid of me, can you?
Mate, you do 1 week of work experience and we want you for life. Welcome back, Happy Harry.
Now, you were listening to Neil Mitchell. What was he talking about?
I was listening to Neil Mitchell this morning and he was going on, they can't sell tickets to go and see Barty.
Why? Why?
Do I don't know. They're $70 and they're just not filling up the stadium, apparently.
Well, is that
so
today?
So we should go down, have a bit of a Barty party.
Who told us that Grace did yesterday?
Is that a comment?
It's a trending hashtag. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, it's all firing here. Mr. 97 said, I ate pasta yesterday. There's lots of banter going on. But if I can relate to that, I ate pasta last night.
Did you?
Went to
La Porchetta.
Nah, the Veneto Club in Bulleen.
Veneto Club. Did you? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Veneto Club for today's game between the Blackburn Vikings and the Dandenong Rangers. Let's get them on the court first, the Dandenong Rangers.
Is there a basketball court at the Veneto?
That must be at
the back?
You know that's where I...
Is it?
Court announced.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
No.
And so I would get the best part about court announcing at the basketball at the Veneto Club was...
The pokies.
No, not the pokies. They had... the best spread afterwards, like pizza, like square, like rectangular pizzas.
Delicious. So what does a court announcer say? Like there wouldn't be too much to say, I don't imagine.
Court announcing, bringing players out. Mm-hmm. It's not a referee.
So I would just say, 2 points.
So you're commentating.
Yeah, 2 points, number seven, Harry Lodge.
Yeah.
Happy Harry.
Happy Harry from the 3-point line. You'd never commentate like that. Like, I was quite conservative. I didn't play. The worst thing I ever did was just playing the wrong music at the end of games.
Yeah.
So, like, you never play We Are the Champions when it's mid-season.
I mean, that's a fun fact about the Veneto Club for you. There's a probably – might be more fun fact than Josh Jansen once commentated or once court announced.
More than 50 games,
There is a gondola – at the Veneto Club, it's like out the front. Mm-hmm. It is one of only two gondolas outside of Venice. It came from Venice and is on display. Look it up, Mr.
You want us to believe that there's only two gondolas outside of
Venice? Maybe in Australia.
I feel like I've seen them in Vegas.
Yeah, but I'm talking about legit from Venice. So taken, like it's
legally
out of the water. I mean, they're big motherfucking things. It'd be hard to steal that thing.
We were in Warrnambool a few weeks ago and there was a full-on – they were craning – craning, is that the verb of crane? Yeah, craning a yacht out of the water. Have you seen the underside of a yacht?
Yeah, it goes down quite deep, doesn't it, Harry?
It goes really deep. And the fella was telling me that you got to be – well, he
– what, the crane driver? You're just talking to
us. Yeah, in the cabin.
Can you just give me a moment?
Harry here.
Beep, hey, can you beep?
No, well, apparently you've got to be careful of all the coral and stuff on the bottom sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, this is why they have the things that tell you exactly the depth and the stuff that's coming up. So you can tell if there's like a coral bank coming up. It's interesting. Any word, Mr. 97, on the Veneto Club's thingo?
Well, so gondola? They've got a whole like dining space called La Gondola.
Yeah, but out the front there's a gondola. It's out the front.
Is it in water?
Saw it. Not in water.
Have they turned it into like a somewhere you can eat?
No, I think it's
like
for Insta.
Booth?
Get a little photo.
Oh, really?
It's little shuckers out
outside
front.
Outside or inside?
Outside. It's huge, dude. It's like the size of our – it's like the length of this room.
Really?
One thing about the Veneto Club, though, just quickly.
Is this a live raid?
Yeah, it's definitely not a live raid. It's more of an apology.
So what happened to no pay, no say? Is it
look
no pay, still say?
Well, it's a good establishment, but it's almost an apology because I was – waiting, we went in there, went into the bistro and sat down and I'm just like, this young waiter is ignoring us. Like I started, you know, like I got through the bread on the table. Uh-huh. I was like, it was nice with the bread, but the bread's now run out and I want to order my food. Mm-hmm. I'm just fucking.
I didn't whistle him.
I was just like waving because we had some rapport, which I thought we had rapport, but he kept on ignoring me.
He didn't work there.
And I was like, mate, no, he worked there. He took us to the table, number 44.
Good spot.
He said, you got to be out by 7:30.
Near the bocce?
Near the kids' play equipment. Anyway, I was like, oi. And he came up and I said, oh, mate, I'll just have. And he said, it's a bistro. You go and order at the front.
You fucking idiot. That's fair. That's a great place. Maybe Bree and I go there tonight for dinner.
Dude,
Would they do a Thursday night dinner?
They do every night.
Every night.
The joint's open until like 3 a.m.
Seems like the kind of place where I could drink a Shiraz.
Mate, there's Shiraz on tap.
What?
Pinot Noir on tap, red wine. I mean, we were talking about this only the other day. Yesterday. It was like, how chilled is it? In the beer tap, like, so you got like Peroni, whatever it is, and then you had a white wine and a red wine. The red wine was Pinot. I didn't get it, but I think it would be nice.
But doesn't wine need to stay settled and not be disrupted for like to taste good?
Well, I see what you mean, but I think it's not fizzy, Harry. It's not pushing it out as a fizz. It's actually it just like a stream. Yeah, it's like a stream of Pinot. It's interesting. I mean, when was the last time you had a little drink, little beverage, Harry?
At yours, at that cheap wine. Oh,
that's right.
It wasn't a good wine.
Has
I don't think
stayed
so.
Stayed at my place. And
you're over 18, right, Has?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of weird if all of a sudden I've invited Happy Harry to our place and then I'm like, yeah, mate, like, I know you're a little bit underage, but have a wine. Have a wine with Joshy. No, but you asked me, Harry, to stay over. And I said, yes, that's fine. We ended up actually watching The Wiggles.
Yeah. And then, God.
Oh, is this the bloke when he had the...
Yeah, and then he wrecked it. Well,
he wrecked it?
Not we went to bed beforehand. Anyway. The guy had a not a heart attack. What is it called?
Cardiac arrest.
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate Harry.
My sister tagged me in this post. I'm not sure. This is probably going to totally wreck my image, my public image.
Well, are you going to get cancelled?
No, it was a toot, toot, chugga, chugga, CPR. They finished the show with toot, toot, chugga, chugga, CPR.
No, they did actually. Hot Potato was their last song.
It takes away from Harry in that moment.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
She
came in. I think. What were you just saying? The wine. Yeah. So going there, did you get a Parma or a pizza? Or
no, I ended up. I got a pasta. Oh,
that's right.
And then it was meant to share, and Amy didn't really want any. She
did
wasn't
it have olives in it.
No, it was like a seafood pasta. It was so good, dude. It's like it's quite Italian that joint.
What sort of seafood?
No, it was seafood. It was mussels. I think it's just mussels, like a mussel pasta. Yeah, it was so good, dude. Mm. Got to go there.
Just not like, because even Amy over the weekend got a dish, like it was, she said it was delicious. It was at the beach house in Geelong.
Mm.
But mussels, lot of admin.
Mm.
It's almost like you've got 20 dishes and you're having to individually grab each one.
I mean, you mentioned something about this. That someone in your life was trying to get better at it. But for me, like I find myself, like if I have the mindset of I'll get something else on this menu, which I don't really know, but then it's like I set myself up for disappointment and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm looking around getting like
food envy.
I'm just like, oh, fuck that. But I want to challenge that feeling of.
So you want to get the thing that is controversial?
Almost. Once in America, I was like,
2012?
I think 2012.
Great year.
Driving through Santa Barbara maybe.
Mm-hmm. Great place.
Heard about a great, great muffin shop, like a, what are they called? Cupcake shop. Muffin. There's no muffin. Oh, muffin break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cupcakes. There's more cupcake stores than muffin stores.
What, is it because all the...
Cupcakes are like mini cakes and they're kind of cute and the muffins.
Is there a lot of margin in the icing?
They must. I don't know.
Well, because you've never seen a muffin shop survive, but you see many cupcakes.
Many cupcake stores. And I was trying to, and it was in the year, that year, 2012, great year. I won that trip to LA where I was in this house and I was the winner and there was a bunch of not contestants, but attendees.
Were you on a reality show?
It felt like it. Attendees of this course. And the mantra I had going in, it's not really a mantra. I was like, I'll put my hand up first for everything.
Oh, that's right.
Absolutely everything.
And I thought you were going to say, I'm going to fuck everyone in this house.
No, but
I did that too.
No. I was there to work, Josh. So the thing about putting your hand up first on everything, you get noticed more. You're either really annoying or you actually do a great job and sort of like you. It's a thing that creates a vision of confidence, or people see it as, you're a confident guy.
A bit annoying too.
Or a bit annoying. I like to think that I came off as
annoying.
No. This guy's a real go-getter. Look at him. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that idea.
My point around the muffin thing was I want to do what everyone doesn't like to do. And so I said to the lady at the muffin place.
Which is your worst muffin?
Which one's the least favourite here?
Really?
Yeah.
Where this was at the
At the muffin store.
At the
Santa Barbara.
It was a cupcake store. And what'd she say?
She said, that one, the zucchini one. And I was like, okay, I'll get that one.
Was it the worst one?
No, definitely not. Because it's like if you actually, you know, there's like the Harry, you'd have them. They're quite a like a regional biscuit. You know, you get the variety.
No,
Arnott's.
Oh, yeah, you like the tin.
Well, you can get them in tin or you can, Josh, you've probably had more experience.
Just like bags. Yeah, a tin, I guess.
No, just like the one that's
like
got
a plastic
it's got
tray.
A chocolate biscuit. It's got one with sort of that jam
it's
in the middle.
It's like an Arnott's all sorts. Yeah.
Okay, something like that. Something. Anyway, there is a biscuit that's always left for everybody leaves it.
Yeah.
But I was saying, if you like
not
that
when
biscuit.
I'm around.
Or favourites. Favourites is
if that becomes your favourite, dude, you've always got biscuits.
I've always.
Like jelly beans?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I have gotten very good at liking the shit that other people don't. Green and yellow lollies. I remember like you'd have a party and the next day you'd wake up and there'd be a bowl of lollies and there'd be just the green and yellow ones at the bottom. And I'll just like,
what parties
just
are you going to, mate? It was all about how many Coronas left in the fridge.
No, like mum and dad, like when I was a kid, not even young. Like my parents used to do like, you know, Hawaiian shirt.
Happy 18th is party mix.
Well,
did they do parties?
Yeah, they were big into the parties.
Drinks or? Because my parents never partied.
Yeah, so they would do like, not so much, not drinking like Jem, Queen Gronk, more like a theme. So it'd be like Hawaiian themed party. So we'd all be wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Okay.
I like that. I like that idea.
But they still, mum and dad haven't gotten the memo around Australia Day.
They still like to party?
There was a photo on Facebook and they've taken an extremely large flag and sort of taken a photo with it.
You know what? I said to Mason when we were, Mr. 97, when we were down in Geelong and it was Australia Day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was shitloads of people celebrating Australia Day. I said the good thing about this is you're seeing outside of the bubble because if you're progressive, you ain't celebrating Australia Day, but you're also not – there's other people that are doing the opposite. And so it's like, it's just interesting to see that. And so
I just wish there was like a clear line where we're like, okay, let's make it May 8th. It's like a mate.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because so I'm sure so the Bogans would bloody fucking celebrate on that day too.
Yeah, exactly. They don't give a fuck. As long as they get the public holiday.
Someone needs to come out and do like a good branding.
Not that mum and dad are Bogans.
What we need is a.
But they did take a photo of their whole, the spread. And included
we're
jelly
back at your
cakes.
Parents?
Yeah, we're done now though.
That was
Oz.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I'm so sorry.
You don't want to give him too
Josh.
Much.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he actually do the thing?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did I get a wrap up?
No, I saw it.
Great. Let's move on. Harry, I'm good that I've got you here. It's not a happy situation with the coronavirus, is it, mate?
No. I went into the chemist today.
It sounds like a bit.
Emporium.
It sounds like, are you doing a rave?
Emporium? In the city?
Emporium, yeah. New chemist.
Fancy
there.
Place to
and
go
they
to the
all,
chemist.
I kid you not, we're all wearing the big masks. I was the only one in there. And then they saw me and they're like, oh, and took all their masks off.
Oh,
so I started sneezing and carrying on. Put them back on.
So what were you getting at the chemist?
Deodorant, because it's really hot. It's so hot.
Do you usually wear deodorant?
I tend to, yeah. Can't you?
What sort you of what brand?
The one that starts with R.
Rexona.
That one.
And so you think these people are worried about the coronavirus?
Yeah, but what really grinded my gears was they put sticky tape on the top of the deodorant bottle, so I can't open it.
Do you want me to open it, son?
Yes, please.
Okay, is it spray or is it
spray?
Sticky tape.
They put sticky tape around the top. So then I bought it.
Oh, do you know why? Because they're stopping Gronks from
spraying
coming in and going, shh, let me just.
Oh, because then I started to fret thinking that it was like somebody's returned it. And I'm like, I don't want someone else's deodorant.
Were all of them sticky taped up?
I'm not sure.
You went with the sticky tape.
I didn't have my glasses at that point. I didn't see that that was sticky tape until I had my glasses.
You're not going to be able to spray it in here.
No.
Well, you can, Harry.
I wasn't going to. Well, I didn't want to display it at the Emporium either.
Garage.
Garage. Garage.
Tomato.
Garage.
Garage.
The bloody
what do you say, Hans?
Carport.
No, I get it.
And so how are you feeling? What do you think about the coronavirus?
Oh, I think people – well, I don't want to say – what Michael Jordan Jordan Michael Eady said about it this morning. He was brave.
Well, he did say that 4 days ago, yeah. 5 days ago, when there wasn't 4,000 people infected.
There's 6,000 cases now.
I
don't want to comment on it.
It's 150.
Because knowing my luck, I would say, oh, it's nothing to worry about, and then it becomes the biggest killer.
Well, I mean, we don't know if it will. They're trying to contain it. There's a place, so in Victoria, there's one case or
two
cases, the Golden Door in Box Hill, a Chinese restaurant, has had to close their doors. Someone was there that had it.
Well, they're bringing all the people home from Wuhan that are Australian.
I wonder how it compares to all the others. Like all the other things that have spread before.
Like Ebola.
Well, I told you boys that I've been watching that pandemic show.
Mm.
I think they must have pushed it up or it's just come out. Like, great timing for them because there's a lot of people thinking, fuck, what's this all about? And then they go to Netflix and you're watching something and learning shit like this. H1N1, the flu virus, it was an absolute pandemic back in.
What does a pandemic mean?
Look it up. I don't know. Isn't pandemic it like would a be plague? Like a world, a widespread disease, a widespread virus, pandemic.
So like pan meaning.
Cross the Pan Pacific.
No, I don't know. Yeah, no. So it's a disease that's spread across a large region.
So what's pandemic?
That was worldwide. Pandemic. Anyway, H1N1 virus.
Pan means all and it comes from Greek
So like
origins.
A prefix or whatever it's called.
So after World War II, more people died from H1N1.
I'm sorry, but what's the pan in pantomimes mean then? Does that have a meaning?
Maybe it comes from a different.
Can you look at the origin of pan?
Now I'm confused. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've gone.
Can I deliver my facts?
Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
More people died from the flu H1N1 than World War I, World War II combined plus some.
Jesus.
And that was only what was that the 20s? No. 1907. Probably the 30s after World War II finished. Maybe later, but. I mean, that wasn't that long ago.
But can you compare that to World War I and World War II?
Commercial Radio Australia would do a ranker and put them all together.
That's the bloody ranker.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah. Anyway, Josh says I won't bring up the ranker and who's the only wanker that brought up the ranker.
I actually thought about a t-shirt, unrankable. Not doing anything
else. Jamesy says at the moment it's got roughly a 3% mortality rate. Lara says the media has hyped up the virus way too much for clicks and engagement. Also, Jem says, what does drinking like Jem mean, Josh?
Yeah, you know what drinking like Jem means. And so does your liver. Your glasses.
Yes. Oh, these bloody glasses. I've had it.
So the other day when you stayed at my joint, was that a week ago or 2 weeks ago?
I don't know.
Two weeks ago. Your glasses were falling apart.
Yeah. So I've got these Oakley's glasses.
Wouldn't have said the brand, but go on.
Well,
they pay no sale.
I'm going to call them out for it. Uh-huh. They are shit.
So we only do Tuesday. That. We only do Takedown Tuesdays.
What about Thursday? Can you do it on Thursday too?
Takedown.
Throwdown Thursday.
Sounds like we're supposed to be dancing or something.
Yeah, no, throwdown. Go on.
Yeah, they fall apart. Like they're like my grandfather's axe. Like they've had.
You've said this before. Have you said this on the show before?
No,
what
I've heard it.
What does it mean?
It's like my grandfather's axe has had three heads and three handles, but it's still the same axe.
Oh yeah, because you
changing
the head,
it, but you still
but
refer
you've got
to
the
it.
Hand, and then
but
you
then you told
the
me that your
handle.
It's not actually your grandpa. Like it's a made up story.
Yeah, Josh goes, "Why? What happened to your grandfather's axe?" And I'm like, "Well, it's a saying."
Well, yeah, he likes to sort of just push on that. Like when before you said,
"What did I say before?"
You said something, then you. Oh, it was the Joe, the ABC.
I get a little bit bogged CPR. Down. And so anyway, funny joke. So the because he was fine.
Yeah, he's all good. I wouldn't have made it otherwise.
Well, you didn't make it. Someone, it was a meme.
Well, Jem heard Sam Pang say that they're releasing a new song called Wake Up Greg.
That's also good.
I think, I reckon Greg would appreciate it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, how can I survive? So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I would be. If I nearly died, I think I'd want people to make jokes about it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it depends on what happens.
So the Oakleys.
Yep.
So there was an issue with the one of the arms.
Yeah, the lady mentioned something about a. I had the same lady today.
Really? So we went in there. So we put some tape around it, and then we went on the tram, which I don't do that much. It's because I haven't got my mic.
Keen on it or no?
It was fine until Harry started talking to a stranger. And then he said, g'day to this guy.
I don't remember this.
Really. And then you said, a stranger is...
Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
I said, but strangers also fucking rob your house, Harry. Mm. So watch your wallet. But
anyway, he was a nice fella.
But he wasn't helping. So we went to OPSM, 10 a.m. They opened.
5 stars. They are great.
You were happy with them, were you?
I really like OPSM.
I wasn't happy at the start.
No, Josh interrupts and goes, Harry's protected by the Australian consumer law.
Well, that's not what I said. Oh. So I was listening to Harry.
Trubisky would like to hear this.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said, I think the ACCC would cover Harry. Because the thing was, they were saying Harry'd only had them for how long? 7 months?
3 months.
3 months. He was taking off his hoodie and that's when it happened. And they said, oh, look, it's going to cost you around $300. Jeez. Your insurance, your warranty doesn't cover wear and tear. And I was like, and so Harry was like, oh, I'm very but I'm very disappointed. I was like, this isn't, like, they don't care that you're disappointed. And then I said, oh, ACCC. Just from the, I was just trying on glasses and just, ACCC. And then anyway, they said, okay, we'll get your number. And then they called you back. Yep,
they called me back. We've ordered in a new frame and it's here. But then today they couldn't find the frame. They went through all the cupboards looking for me frame. And then they asked around, have you seen a frame for Harry Lodge? And this lady goes, yeah, it's here. And pulls it out.
They're always in those drawers.
Yeah, they're never in the cupboard.
It's so true.
Okay. Just on the stranger thing, is this, you like to talk to strangers?
No, he was a genuine, he was an older fella. I've got a thing with old people. Old people tend to really like me.
You're an old soul.
Yeah, like I'm like a magnet because like I was on the train back from Warrnambool and I had an old lady who wouldn't let me sleep. She'd just talk about her best friend. They go to plays and they travel the world together and she operates the switchboard at the hospital. I could write a biography. And then today on the train.
Unprompted or she just flows on?
She just keeps going. She slept for about 5 minutes.
What did you do in that time? Went through her purse?
I need to be paid for this bullshit.
I collated my thoughts. And then today I had the same thing. Another fella sitting there telling me how his suitcase wheels buggered, but it's a new suitcase. So he's going to go to Spencer Street Outlet Centre and buy a new suitcase.
Do you tell your glasses story? Do you think if they're on a podcast right now, they're like, oh, I'm just a magnet to young people. I had this one guy, he just kept going on.
Because I don't have a chance to talk.
Really? And so do you think these people, they're thinking, if I see someone on the train, I'm going to talk to them?
I think so, because that's how they would have grown up.
I think you provoke them.
Do I?
Well, yeah. I mean, giving...
G'day.
Giving eye contact. G'day. How you going?
Which I think is lovely. I think that part of it, like it's very disarming, but you're obviously open to the conversation.
Did you make any comment about his suitcase?
Today?
Like before he told you, before you launched?
No, I just sat there. And then I said, I'm supposed to sit there because he had his bag on the seat and he goes, oh, it's all right. I'm supposed to be sitting up the back, but I can't get there because my suitcase wheel's buggered. And then you launched. Snowballed. That was and it's like, oh, shit.
How long did you chat with him for?
An hour and a half.
I mean, I was on a train. Last time I was on a train coming back from the city, that was just before Christmas. And this man and this woman were chatting and they didn't know each other. Mm. So I had that much information. But then this woman was telling the man about her husband. And he was consoling her and she was saying, you know, he had some kind of heart thing and the doctors said, you need to start. Well, they said to him, you need, she was saying, yeah, my husband won't listen. He won't take the medication. And they were just having this like D&M. Mm-hmm. I was like, they're going to root tonight. I didn't, but they were getting
real into it.
Yeah. Not intimate. They were getting into it.
But they were. Like, that's an intimate, like, you can have an intimate conversation.
Well, I was thinking about her. What's that conversation with her husband like? I was telling this guy on the train,
the man on the train says you should take your medication.
Yeah. Yeah. And, he, you know, men don't listen. That's what it should. Like, it was this and funny conversation. He was saying that. Yeah, men, you know, almost like a friend would sort of like, reassure your way of thinking.
Did you want to defend the man? I feel like you would have been the type.
No, no, no. I was just thinking, fuck it. Like, I was thinking about myself and me telling me sitting on a train talking about a problem that I've got with Amy with a complete stranger. Yeah, look, Amy and I, you know, it's been tough, but I don't know what you get out of it. What I don't know what you want from it.
It's so like if you can get close to that type
just
of interaction.
Sharing it.
Yeah, but I think getting close to that interaction is powerful. Like if you can watch it, like when we went to Ludovico and Aldi, which is this pianist at Sydney My Music Bowl.
Mate, you've made it if you can have 5,000 people there to watch you play a piano.
Yeah, and the thing, to be honest, one criticism at the beginning, not loud enough, a bit quiet. There was a helicopter over above and it was too noisy.
It's hard to mix outdoor venues because like sound changes depending on the atmosphere, like temperature affects sound. Air pressure affects sound.
Well, don't have a music venue outside then, hey?
Yeah. It is true. You got to get close. I've seen the Chili Peppers there and I was close and it sounded sick.
Chili Pepper, it was great. I went to that as well. But anyway, the-
Were you on the grass or in the chairs?
I was on the grass.
I was on the chairs. Chairs down the front.
Just GA.
Just quickly. Yeah, just quickly. MasterCard got them quick. You know, you get in early with MasterCard. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Anyway, everyone in front of us ran down to the front of the stage. We just stayed there. No one in front of us. And we're just like 30 metres from the stage.
Do you remember Hama Superstar, the support act?
No.
He was outrageous. It was very good. Superstar. Yeah, and everyone was booing him.
But anyway, so you're at the...
Yeah, so I was there and there was a clear situation where a guy had organised for him and two other people to go to this pianist perform. And I think that he was interested in the woman that was there. However, that woman was interested in the
His
other
best
guy.
Mate.
And so they were canoodling and he was, it was the saddest thing I've ever seen. He was just on his own. Like he wasn't even, they had a rug and he'd sort of managed to get his ass off the rug as those two were cuddling and he was eating a souvlaki and he was just fucking eyeball like he was mate. Making out with the souvlaki, just fucking, just thinking. And then he spent the rest of the time deleting photos off his phone.
You're really fucking bored when you do that. That's airplane shit.
Yeah.
And so I felt, you've got no Wi-Fi kind of
shit. I felt bad, but that's all right.
Do you eavesdrop?
Sometimes.
It's different when the conversation is directly to you. Mm-hmm. You're just listening at that point.
Did you ever get in trouble? Because when I was a kid, I got in trouble for spying on my parents.
No, I've never,
you never
spied.
Spied?
No, not really.
Well, the way Josh did it, put a microphone in one room and ran a cord, XLR, through to another room and listened on his speaker.
Turned the amplifier up for
What were they talking about?
I can't remember, but Mum said, "You are sick!" when she found it. Because I'm sure I thought it was so
sort of mic.
What's sick is what was going to be said.
Like a handheld mic and just ran it under to the couch. And so we'd just have it on the couch. And
like
then,
a dynamic mic.
Yeah.
How did you pick them up?
Because the amp was in a complete other room,
you could
go full volume with no feedback.
It's so funny. Harry, how old are you now?
I'm 18.
You're 18.
Going on 19.
19. Going on 48.
April.
Oh, good. What date?
Yeah. 14th.
Great.
Write that down.
You got it. Put that in account.
When you leave home, when you move out of home, probably this is probably going to happen later, in like our age, late 20s, 30s. You've left a bunch of shit at your parents' place.
Yep.
And so they want to start. There's a time where they start. They've either watched the minimalist documentary Marie Kondo, or they just are thinking, I'm
Craig
fed up
Adams
with your
subscriber.
Bullshit. I'm fed up with your bullshit. You've got too much stuff at my house. And so I'm in that moment right now where Mum is saying to me, she's even trying to pass off her shit. You guys want this?
Like what?
Plates? You want these?
That's
you want these
started
to like,
already.
She's. It's just staying in the house. You live in the same house?
I live in the same house, but they're getting rid of my shit like there's no tomorrow.
What sort of stuff?
So I've got – I was a hoarder. It was a part of my OCD. I hoarded like crazy.
What
like,
sort of stuff?
Give us
a
snapshot.
Big light-up prescription sign. Like you know how shops out the front have the big signs?
Oh, prescription. It said prescription.
It said prescriptions. It was from our local chemist. I'll have that. And I've got old walking frames and cars and –
What?
Chimneys. I've got a chimney in the back of one of our little cars somewhere.
Well, you do live on lots of acres. How many acres?
We wrote a song, so 2014 acres.
You wrote a song? Yeah, what was the song?
My sister and I rewrote Royals by Lord and had all the facts about the farm in it, and that's the only way I can remember all the stuff.
Can you sing it to us?
No.
Just say some of the facts, at least.
2014 acres. And on the phone with Riverina Crop Care, and everybody's like, duh, 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 duh.
It didn't rhyme.
No.
Probably helps when the music's playing in the back.
Yeah.
There is something about country properties, or as soon as you get out in the burbs, there's it's like it must be
you got space.
Required to have 5 cars in your front area.
Prescription signs, got to have prescription signs.
That's weird. Anyway, Mum gave me something. She said, I went to her house on the weekend. Do you have, what is this? And she pulls out this T-shirt. And she like opens it up, which I've got in my hands now. So watch the video.
So it's a purple monster. It looks like it'd be dusty. Is it dusty?
Smell it. It smells like musky. Like not must. Like
It smells like a book that I'd get from World of Books.
Yeah. Do you know what it actually? It's Mum's old chest of drawers.
It smells like or the blowfly, not blowfly, the things you put in your cupboard to stop them off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, this was, look, it says to Tommy from Dexter, someone else. Anyway, The Offspring.
Sick.
This is from the band The Offspring. Do you know who they are, Harry?
No, never heard of them.
Oh, wow.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
No idea.
Anyway, first concert I went to was The Offspring.
And they signed it.
Well, my friend's dad was he's sound engineer, did their album. And so
how many T-shirts do you reckon he got signed?
He just got me and Matt, the kid, he's the guy's son. And so I don't know. I'm sure they signed a bunch, but this was – but can you find out when The Offspring came to Australia? Like this would have been –
2003.
Early 2000s, 2000 and something. So this was my first ever concert. I was in grade six. Venue? It was at Rod Laver Arena, and at my ears, I just remember, you know, when you come home and your ears are just ringing. I was so young. I was on the what do you call it, mosh like
pit.
Off to the side, but it was a good experience. And so anyway, that's what this is, and I wanted to show you guys.
I've only been to One Direction. That's my Valentine's Day 2015.
What did you say?
I've only been to One Direction.
What day?
Valentine's Day 2015.
I beg your pardon?
What? Say it again.
Hang on, am I missing something?
No, say it again. Where? What? When was it?
Valentine's Day.
No, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Valentine's. I quite like the way you say it, though.
Oh, is it?
My son's middle name is Valentine because he was born on Valentine's Day. I'm going to start calling him Bodie Valentine.
Any other words that you've fucked up?
I do it all the time. There's lots. And then I can't remember the meaning of words, so I get them confused, like the pantomime and the bloody... whatever you were saying before.
Pandemic.
Pandemic. Mine goes two different directions.
Did you find out what pan was?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Oh, before we go? For the pantomime.
Yeah. Well, just in general.
You said it was Greek. Or something. It was Greek. Whatever that word is.
So just quickly on the tour stuff,
2004.
Yeah.
How old was I? Eight.
You don't know how to count.
I was – oh, sorry –
Eight,
you're
four, 16. Five,
yeah. Six.
Yeah, I was
four. Oh, yeah. How old was I?
Huh? You were
16. Oh, no. That's wrong. If it was,
don't get angry.
Oh no, only because I was. Wait,
eight. No. Maybe no. So I would have been 14. So you'd been 16.
I didn't go when I was 16. I was smoking bongs at 16, and I wasn't friends with this kid at that age. So check when they came. There would have been.
Isn't he cool?
Nah, but it's the only way I can reference.
So it's 90. So if you think it was like eight, you would have been
pre-bongs,
96.
Post-bongs. That's how
he. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it was like.
Before.
11, 10, A, 11. B.
Before Christian era.
Another year.
BG. Before bong. No, before BB. Before bongs. Or AB after bongs.
We're in the AB stage now, boys.
Yep.
No, I appreciate that. Any word serves? So the thing is, look at that artwork. I'm trying to. So that would have been. Oh yeah, this will tell you the T-shirt.
Colbest Design. No.
So the
maybe it was a.
Was the America? I'm trying to think of the Welcome to Americana. Was Americana the album?
No, it was Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Like that era.
What year
they've
did
done one in 2001?
When did Pretty Fly for a White Guy come out, Sebs?
That could. That
were
could.
They playing that song? You said they were.
So that was when I was into it then, and that song
1998, they released the song.
So yeah, maybe it was 01. So how was it? I born in 88.
You would have been 13.
Yeah, I still reckon I was younger. I reckon I might have been, what time? I could have been 12 then, grade 6.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it's young, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's not as young as 8.
Yeah.
Do you still fit in the shirt?
I don't know, but do you want to see me put it on?
Yes, please.
I actually never wore it. I'll just put it over my top.
Not rig ready?
No, not rig ready. Next summer.
Next summer.
So what's it say on the back? Bite me.
So here we go. He's putting it on. Oh, fits real nice.
Nice and tight.
Yeah, look good. It looks shit.
It looks shit.
No. It's pretty funny. It's
absolutely stinks.
It looks like you're a dad going to a concert.
We'll get a photo. Especially with the neck.
It actually, white always brings out your tan.
My tan, yeah.
Yeah, nothing healthy though about that. So, anything else, Sebs, before we go? Anyone in the live chat?
I was just looking at the pan stuff. I can't find anything.
Really nothing. I can look at that one. Don't worry about it. I'll look one.
Harry said don't worry about it, so don't worry about it. All right, guys.
Define pan. Anything else, Sebs? Oh, yeah, we've got we want to thank Ventura IP as well. They're our web host. If you need web hosting or domain names, Ventura IP is Australian owned, and they provide 24-hour, 7-day-a-week support based in Melbourne. And if you use TDTS at checkout, you get 50% off your first.
What's that stand for?
The Daily Talk Show. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Harry.
If you use that, you get 50% off your first year of shared hosting, which is exciting.
So what's the difference between shared hosting and just normal hosting?
Why are you asking questions? So shared hosting. Shared hosting is good for most people. If you've got a small website, it's like rather than everyone having their own computer, their own server.
Which we have.
We have a VPS, so we have sort of like our own instance. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Seb? Is that how you describe it? And in the case of shared, you're sort of all on one system. But the great thing about Ventura IP is they're Australian based, so you can get on the phone if you have any issues.
Knock on their door if you're shitty.
Yeah, I don't know if you can visit their HQ. Yeah. But
you can see all their tech staff there, though.
Yeah, you
their
could.
Tech support there.
And they've also got
I guess instant messaging help.
Really?
We'll be down there.
Encourage it, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a show from there when? 7th of February?
Yep.
Episode 599?
601.
Right. You believe it, Harry? Next week's our 600th episode.
Yeah. That's quick.
You pumped?
Yep. Oh, I'm keen.
What should we do for 600?
Wouldn't that be noisy in a server room?
No, well, we can't do it in a server room. They won't let us.
Oh, I was going to say, because that'll be horrible.
With
audio.
All the fans.
Yeah.
What should we do for
and 600?
And cold. F600?
F600. Oh, I don't know. I'm not a... Oh, I don't know.
What about from the Veneto Club? What about... Because we can... There's a basketball court. Yep. So we could play some basketball. Maybe try and get Michelle Timms down.
That'd be fun.
They do futsal there. That's where I play futsal.
When did you last play?
Four years ago. 3 years
that's
ago.
That's where I... You can't say that's where I used to.
Where that's, I, what I said. That's where I played futsal. That's where I played futsal. Not play. I don't play futsal.
That's right. I heard you say play, and that's why. And so, this is news to me. When did you play last? 4 years ago. I love it.
Happy Harry, you're going to be in Melbourne soon.
Yes, making the move.
Oh, you've locked it in?
Yep. 10th of Feb, I move in. So I've just got to do a few jobs before then.
But what does that mean?
Bit of admin.
Yeah, yeah.
What sort? So
just getting my enrolment finished in my birth certificate.
So what was the issue with the birth certificate?
It just didn't register properly. So they said bring in a hard copy, and I said I can't really bring in a hard copy.
Why not?
Because I'm 4 hours away, so I can't just waltz in and with the first certificate.
Did you bring one now or no?
No, I didn't, because I ended up just uploading one to the website and that seemed to work.
Good. But, congratulations.
Well, yeah. We should have you in a bunch if you'll come in.
I can come in if you're desperate.
Perfect. All right. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Anything else, TJ?
No, I reckon that's it, mate.
All right, great.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.